Hey everyone, it's Evelyn, your host of Now I Get It, today's entertainment business news in 5 minutes or less. In today's episode, I'm going to be covering the breaking news from this morning about the Warner Brothers Discovery corporate split, what it means, and why HBO Max may be getting better for us in the near future. By the end of this episode, you'll also be able to say, Now I Get It. I know. Is it deja vu? Why do we keep hearing about Warner Brothers and HBO in the news all the time? You're not crazy. Just last month, Warner Brothers announced they were changing their streaming service name back to HBO Max for Max and HBO and HBO Max, yada, yada. It's a whole thing. They went through a ping pong of changes, and that was their latest news in the headlines recently. But today's news is much different. Today's news is really the culmination of 3 years of messiness. So 3 years ago, Warner Brothers, who's known for their television shows, film studio, they have the Turner networks like TBS, TNT, known for sports and rerunning action drama movies. And of course, they also had prestige TV, HBO. They merged with Discovery Channel. Discovery at the time was Discovery Networks, so it's a reality haven. They had TLC, Food Network, ID. This morning, 3 years later, in a call with investors, they're being split up again, but in a different way. The split is comprised of two groups. The first group is the streaming and content production group. This will consist of HBO, the HBO Max streaming, Warner Brothers Studios, so the television, the DC superhero franchises. This group will be run by the current CEO, David Zaslav, who, if you watch Apple TV Plus, The Studio, he is famously mocked as in the Bryan Cranston character. The second group that's kind of staying as the traditional Warner Brothers Discovery, they are going to be focused on their traditional cable channels. And majority of the $37 million of debt that the company is still carrying. This will be run by the current Warner Brothers Discovery Chief Financial Officer, Gunnar Wiedenfels. When do they expect this to happen? It should be complete by middle of 2026 next year. Why do we think this is happening and why now? Well, it's pretty common and pretty savvy financial engineering of the company to split some of their stronger performing assets away from their weaker performing assets that are getting held down. In this case, it would be HBO, the streaming service, Warner Brothers Studios are the strong assets, and the reality show cable networks are the flailing assets. What else are they getting held down by? $37 million in debt. So guess which company gets that debt? Yep, the flailing side that the CFO is in charge of. He and David Zaslav have actually been infamously rigid with cost cutting. It was actually a $50 million debt just a few years ago, but they've since gotten it down to $37 million through straight up canceling projects in the middle of production, annual, biannual layoffs of corporate staff. And I think at this point, they're kind of getting impatient and sick of carrying so much debt. So they want to offload the assets that are slowing down their company's growth. What does this mean in the grand scope of the media industry? Today's news is not exactly the same, but I believe it's very similar to what we saw with NBC Universal last year. At the end of last year, NBC Universal declared that they would be splitting into two groups, NBC assets as we know them and Versant. NBC assets are Peacock streaming service, the NBC networks that we know, and Bravo, the only cable channel, honestly, that was saved because it has the most. And we'll have MSNBC, E, the entertainment channel that honestly just does a lot of reruns, USA Network, same thing, lots of reruns. Sound familiar? Just like the cable channel package of the Warner Brothers Discovery group that's getting spun off. So my takeaway and prediction from all of this, I think some of these leftover B-list cable channels will get folded, as in taken off air eventually. I wonder if the surviving ones would even eventually merge into their own smaller cable network, which is actually deja vu if you think about it. That's kind of how the cable industry started up. For the groups now focused on the marquee properties, so whether it's the NBC group with their Peacock and NBC, or it's the Warner Brothers of the HBO Max, Warner Brothers Film Group, I think the content will get really good because these corporate employees will be even more focused on the IP they have to make, on the networks they have to serve. They don't have to worry about making everyone happy and finding entertainment for a wide range of audience. Well, that's it for today's episode, everyone. I hope you learned a little, and I'll talk to you next time. Bye.